doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
Affairs. UK-made drones have been used by Ukraine inside Russia. Russia now accusing the United Kingdom of escalating the war and warning that London's actions will inevitably carry consequences. What is your message to President Putin in response?
This is the UK doing what it has long said it would do, which is to support Ukraine 100% against this illegal war led by Vladimir Putin. We are providing support so that Ukraine can defend itself, and that's been the British position all the way through this conflict by previous prime ministers. It remains the case with me. We are not fair weather friends. We will be there in Ukraine's hour of need, and that won't change.
They overwhelmingly do not want to be ruled by Beijing.
There's antecedent of history. If you accept Taiwan to be part of China,
yes,
you can express your views for or against, but it is a part of China, and the Chinese have to decide. Why this hypocrisy and contradiction? I see Taiwan as part of China, period. We may disagree, there are some excesses. Yes, express your view. But it must be in that context. It is one China. It's accepted by all.
Community involvement, and they're pushing back substantially against it. As Senator, would you step in and advocate on their behalf?
Absolutely. If there's valid reasons why they shouldn't be built there, absolutely. Yes.
Something else I wanted to talk about. You doubled down in your support for Israel. That was big for your brother. Mm-hmm. Have you had conversations with the Prime Minister about what that looks like moving forward for you if elected to the Senate?
I have met with the Prime Minister and his wife. They were in town for Lindsay's funeral, so it wasn't necessarily a discussion about moving forward. It was more of a discussion about Lindsay and their friendship and how appreciative he was and how much Lindsay meant to him. And he was very nice, him and his wife both. It was a really good conversation. One thing I did ensure him that I will stand with Israel as well.
الاحتلال باقتحام البلدة فاتوا على دار عمتي واتصلوا على أهلي وين أحمد قال له أبوي هيو قال له جيبه بدنا إياه وجيت لهون وحققوا معي سؤال جواب وهذا هو أنه إذا المستوطنين بيجوا بدناش مشاكل وزي هيك وانت أسير جديد وهون ولا هون شفت شي زي هيك بس تحقيق وإرهاب يعني تخويف للأهالي وللأسرة خايفين من ردة فعل الأسرى فعل الأهالي هون عشان المستوطنات وهيك منطقة جنين فهو جاي يوصل رسالة إنه اللي بطب المستوطنين بصير مشاكل وزي هيك يعني وإنه راح يطولوا هون المستوطنين فموضوعه موضوع إرهاب يعني مش أكثر ولا أقل له تهديدات هاي أرقام مش عارف أول مرة بحطوا لي هاي رابع مرة هاي خامس مرة يعني باجي بس هاي أول مرة بحطوا لي هاي الأرقام معتقلين كمية كبيرة يعني في نسوان معتقلة معصبة وفي أسرة في حوالي 50 واحد بالبيت اللي قابلنا فيه هاي الضرب عندي من الاعتقال لما شو اسمه عندي شعر بالجمجمة وشعر هون وبأنفي وإجري لأنه تعرضت لتحقيق عسكري ببداية اعتقالي طبعا بتعاملوا معي بتعاملوش معي كبن آدم بتعاملوش بتعاملوا معنا بوحشية إيش طبيعي يعني احتلال هون فشر يدلونا بس هي طريقة للإذلال يعني هو إحنا رب العالمين الحمد لله مؤمنين بالله وهذا ربنا إشي كتبه علينا وفوق طاقتنا إنه إحنا اللي بصير فينا يعني غصب عنا ما فيش حدا برضى إنه يصير فيه إشي زي
ما أومرت أوتا تخنيت 20 النقودات של הנשיא טראמפ ועזה לא ישלוט לא חמאס ולא רשות כידוע רשות טרור מעודדת טרור מממנת טרור תומכת טרור אותה גברת בשינוי לא מסרנו את הנפש ושילמנו כאלה מחירים שלוש שנים כדי להחליף פרה בחמור ולהעביר את עזה עכשיו לאויב אחר.
פצצת מרגמה. שנפלה שם במוצב, נפצעו שם 7 או 8 חבר'ה.
באיזה גזרה זה היה?
בזרית.
בזרית, וואלה.
ממש, הם לא הספיקו אפילו להיכנס, כן, הדבר שהכי ביאס אותו זה שהוא לא הספיק להילחם.
וואי, זה כל כך דומה
להורים. בימים הראשונים הוא אומר לי, אבא, אל תסיימו את העבודה, תשאירו לי, אני רוצה לחזור להילחם. האמת שחשבנו אז שזה יהיה יותר מהר, ומסתבר שבטן זה לוקח קצת יותר זמן להתאוששות. קצור, הוא קיבל 3 רסיסים.
Today the memorandum of understanding between the United States and Iran expires. Where do negotiations stand with the Iranian regime?
Yeah, so right now President Trump's been very focused on the economic pressure. He really feels strongly about the blockade. If you look at the Iranian economy, it's way worse off. It was bad before the war, it's way worse off now. But President Trump's been very 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 clear on why he took the actions he took, which is he believes that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and if Iran is willing to, you know, finish the deal that they've been discussing with us to give up their ability to create a nuclear weapon, then obviously he's willing to make a deal that could be great for the Iranian people, and he's it's something he would be open to. But right now they're not showing any interest in doing something that makes sense for us.
What do you see as the biggest roadblock to reaching an agreement with Iran?
They have to be willing to make a real deal. I think if they're going to try to play a trick or do something to hide certain cards and get certain concessions for not, President Trump wants to make a fair deal that could be a win-win, but that has to be very basic, and that, you know, they have to want to be a real country, which is no nuclear weapons and no funding terror in the region. Today,
okay, welcome back to the skiff. I want to make sure you hear me today. Is this mic on? I think it is. Thanks for joining us today. A lot of things we got to talk about. One, we're taking the gloves off at CDM for the Republic and our children's future. We're not holding back on anything or anyone, no matter where they are. If they're not doing what's right for the Republic and for our freedom and for our future, we're done. We're going to call you out. The warmongering continues. I really want to get into this today. It's really important you understand what's going on. We're going to talk about election fraud. We did this on the Georgia show Sunday, but later in the show, we're going to talk with Chris Gleason and Roger Stone about election fraud and about Conservative Inc. that is not really who you think it is. So I want to say hello to a crew in the chat. Thank you so much for all the engagement across all the platforms, all the comments. Really just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. Really appreciate that. Check out whatfinger.com. It's a great aggregator site. Our content is exploding, dozens of pieces out a day, and that's only going to increase. We're really redoing the underlying infrastructure at CDM, and it's going to be much more powerful. You saw in the Israelis were marking Palestinian prisoners with Nazi-like markings on their foreheads. Take it as you will, whatever you want to make of that, but we're going to report the news. And Smotrich is saying he's not going to listen to Trump on Hamas in Gaza. So I don't know. We've talked about this. Is this some kind of confrontation coming? We're not sure, but we're going to talk about it. So all of that is coming. Let me do the mission brief real quick. Today is August 18th. I'm your host, L. Todd Wood. Here's your mission brief. U.S. and Iran negotiate behind the scenes. We'll wait to see. We're glad there's not a ground war. We've said that. We want a good outcome for the United States. We've said that. We were against the war from the beginning, but now that we're in it, we want a good outcome for our country, for our power globally, and for our children's future. So we're going to stay on that track. That's what guides us here at CDM. Not ideologies, not anti-Trump, really not anti-Israel, not anything but the truth and freedom for our country. We are America first. And we're going to call out the truth no matter where it lands. If it lands on the GOP, if it lands on Israel, if it lands on Turkey, if it lands on Trump, we're going to call it out. There's enough to talk about on the left. The DSA, we cannot let them in power, guys. We cannot get a communist regime in power in this country anymore. They have too many legs. They're using the Muslims to do that. We put out an article yesterday, which I want to draw your attention to, and we'll discuss that later in the show. Trump and Kim Jong-un have a bromance. That's important. We'll talk about that. Ukraine drone strike on Moscow overnight in the Muscovite response, which we've talked to people in Russia, and the CCP power games. So there's a lot going on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We've got a lot to talk about here on the Skiff. Hang in here.
Every day, your data is being tracked, collected, and sold, often without you even realizing it. Big tech companies control your devices, your apps, and the information you share. From your messages to your browsing habits, everything is being monitored and stored. Over time, we've traded privacy for convenience, and most people don't even question it. But what if you could take that control back? That's where Mark 37 comes in. Mark 37 provides privacy-focused phones, laptops, and tablets designed to give you full control over your digital life. With secure systems, expert support, and simple tools, they make it easier to step away from constant tracking and data collection. Because privacy isn't just a feature, it's a fundamental choice. It's about protecting your data, your freedom, and your future. Take back control of your digital life with Mark 37.
And by the way, I wanted to say I'm starting my journey with Sean. I'm going to be getting a Ghost phone and then upgrading to a Ghost computer soon, because I am going to unplug from the Matrix. And you can follow me along on my journey. So mark37.com/CDM is where you want to go to do that. Find the webinar, sign up for the webinar, and learn everything you need to know to get started. And then you can also sign up for a free 30-minute consultation on privacy there at mark37.com/CDM. But I'm looking forward to it. And I have been worried about privacy for some time. So I'm going to be taking the plunge and changing my life and unplugging from the Matrix. And I'm really looking forward to it. So maybe you can join me.
A warm welcome here at the National Press Club. Welcome to the journalists. Welcome to the Embra team. And welcome to the other guests that we have here. Going to announce, and as some of you guessed it right when they came in, the first E2 order by an American operator. And that operator is a fellow. We believe this is really a strategic shift to unlock profitability for the customer. I'm very pleased that we have Andrew Levy here as the CEO of Avello, and I'm very pleased to give the stage to share a little bit more about what Avello is going to do with the E2-195. Thank you very much.
Couldn't be more excited to be here as part of this historic announcement. We have such a great cultural fit as companies. So we're very, very excited to be Embraer's newest customer. We launched our airline in April of 21, and our target is focusing on small secondary airports of large metro areas. We've carried over 8 million customers since we started on 63,000 flights. And we've done all these things with 1,200 of the greatest crew members I could ever imagine having. And many of them are here with me today. This is the right airplane for us. It's going to open up opportunities for us that no other aircraft can serve. The best thing about the airplane, of course, is you will not find a middle seat on this airplane. It doesn't exist. We won't have any to offer. It's going to be the best cabin in the United States, and we're so excited about that. This is going to elevate our experience to the highest level, and we think our customers are absolutely going to love the airplane.
You. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
Okay, welcome back to the Skiff. I want to read you a headline that is out this morning. Russia has issued a direct warning to the UK stating London will face severe consequences After reports revealed Ukraine deployed British-made drones to strike oil refineries and strategic energy infrastructure deep inside Russian territory. Look, we're not, we'll set it here before, we're not anti-Russia, we're not anti-Ukraine, we're pro-humanity, and this is leading to World War III. You need to be aware of what's happening right now. It's not about your daughter going to gymnastics. It's not about, you know, your church event. It's not about anything else right now, except we're heading into a nuclear conflict. We have to stop this. So we're going to be very vocal. We'll continue to be very vocal about this. We're doing things behind the scenes to try to stop this war, but this war has to stop. Yesterday, former Ukrainian defense minister Fedorov said that he, in 3 to 6 months, Ukraine will have ballistic missiles to hit Moscow. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a nuclear war, 3 to 6 months. So when you have ballistic missiles raining down on Moscow, they are a nuclear armed state. And these ballistic missiles and technology are coming from England, from the UK, from Britain. As the you saw in the cold open, the Prime Minister of the UK said, we're going to continue to do this. They're providing long-range missiles now that are striking inside the Russian Federation. So Fedorov also said they're building a robot army of robot machines that will engage on the front. We've said that here before, a mercenary and robot army, because the Ukrainian population of men has been destroyed. So what can go wrong? A Nazi-backed Ukrainian robot mercenary army in the middle of Europe. What can go wrong? We're heading into some dark times, people. We have to stop this. We have to make people aware. So stop the stupid, naive propaganda on the Ukraine war that we're helping Ukraine. We've killed Ukrainian people. We've destroyed their church, and the country is half depopulated, half. And it's not going to recover, and they're going to bring in migrants by the millions. This is going to be the first African state in Europe. It's horrific. The Slavic Christian population in Europe and to a large extent in Russia has been decimated and destroyed. And Russia has a lot more people, but this is going to impact them demographically as well. So it's not good. I talked to some Muscovites recently who said, you know, the Russian government is not talking about this at all. It's not on the media. The Russian people are somewhat in the dark on this as to where this is going. But they did say that the people on the ground are resigned to doing what they need to do to win this conflict. So we've said that before, by destroying the Amazon of Russia, you're not going to turn the people against Putin. Now there are, I haven't been told, you know, the blue-haired nose rings on the subways in goth pants that are anti-Putin, but that's not a large segment of the population. Most of the Russian population, we've been told, understands what's going on, and they know they need to do what they need to do. They have this problem. Are they going to have their package delivered or a drone hit their house? That's their choice. So what do you think they're going to do? What would you do? Would you worry about not being able to get Amazon, or would you worry about your family's safety and the end of the war and wanting the end of war to come in a way that is good for your country? So that is what's happening. We're moving into nuclear conflict. So what's going to happen? Russia at some point is going to say enough and strike British targets with ballistic missiles. So what happens then? Britain is a nuclear armed country. What happens to NATO? What happens to Article 5? Do we have to respond? Has Trump had these conversations? Have they thought this through? I am told they have. And I am told that Trump understands what's going on and he has to do things in a certain way. And we also understand the Patriot missiles in Ukraine are gone. There's talk of letting them license the technology and build them in country, which I would find a horrific mistake, because that technology would go to China and Iran and Russia on the first train. So I find out that outlandish and stupid and ignorant and just more of the same blob, let's have a war at every cost syndrome. Why do we want to destroy the Russian Federation? Why don't we make peace? I put out a piece yesterday. The peace agreement's on the table. You draw the line, you give security to Ukraine, you rebuild Donbass. You know, there's a peace deal to be made, except Zelensky and his handlers don't want to make it. And now they're pushing Russia to the point where Russia is going to say, screw it, we don't need this. And so That's the point we're getting to. And are we on the track for a nuclear war? Yes, we are, within 3 to 6 months. So that is what we're seeing, people. So we have to stop this. We're doing everything we can. We hope that you will continue to talk to people and awaken them as to what is happening. A few more stories I want to just bring to your attention. I'm just going to read these because I didn't have time to set up the share buttons here. But Ukraine launches 637 drone swarm at Moscow. 637 drones. You know, I'm not saying they can't defend themselves and shoot things in Russia, because they can. That's part of, you know, the enemy gets to shoot back after Russia invaded. But we need to understand the historical origins of this war and fix those. That is what needs to happen in a peace treaty now. Iran declared fully offensive military posture as U.S.-Iran MOU expires. We understand there's back channels. We heard Kushner talking about that. I'm fine with just a blockade forever. We don't want a ground war in Iran, although there are certain forces, of course, pushing for that with your sons and daughters. So we don't want that to happen. Declassified FBI documents confirm what Washington buried for a decade. Swalwell admitted to sex with Chinese spy and illegal campaign cash. Why that guy is still around and not in prison? Another question for the FBI. I talked about Fedorov. All these articles are on CDM.press, by the way. I can share this article. Let me bring this up. This is important. Here we go. A French official drops that, hold on one second, that France's far left has replaced the workers with Muslims in France to destroy Christian culture. This is on CDM. Mélenchon, I think is his name. He said the quiet part out loud. We're using Muslims to destroy the Christian Western civilization. So you have the left, which are the progressives, and also the Muslims they're bringing in to destroy. And this is what I find weird about, you know, a lot of the anti-Israel crowd is talking about that, which we have foreign influence in our government, and I want it all removed. No matter if it's Ukrainian, Russian, Iranian, Israeli, I don't care. I want America first. I want our sovereign nation back. But what I don't get about Tucker and Candace and a lot of these others is they're not talking about this Muslim stuff. And that is a problem. So we have to focus on recovering our electoral system. That's what we're focused on here. And we're going to continue to call out a lot of this stuff. But you need to be aware of that as well. So let me see if there's any other stories you need to be aware of today. One second. We were working hard overnight. We're putting out so much content, and it all takes editorial review. So it is, it's a challenge, and we're building the infrastructure to cover it, but there's so much going on. But I can tell you, you're not, and somebody told me this the other day, you're not going to get any better war coverage or geopolitical coverage than at CDM. And yes, we cover the internal stuff in the U.S. that you know, is important that you need to know, but, and also down at the local level in our state papers and the military and CDM Espanol and all of that. But you need to understand the global context. And that's what we're about here at CDM, better than anyone else. Nobody provides this kind of coverage. Just check CDM.press every day, you know, in the morning, and you'll understand exactly what I'm saying, that we're putting out a massive, massive, massive amount of content. I do want to say we need your support. This is extremely expensive, and the best way you can support us is to go to my.cdm.press. That's my.cdm.press, and check out our no ad subscriptions. We're putting out so much content, and we're putting up a new ad server, so that's going to come online. There's going to be ads on the sites, but we have to make money to fund this, guys. So if you don't want to see the ads, you can go to my.cdm.press, sign up. It's $10 a month or $100 a year. And you get access to all of our content. You can log into CDM and then go to the Connecticut Sentinel or the Georgia Record or Armed Forces Press, and you won't see any ads once you log in across the entire network. And you stay logged in. Just give it your browser to stay logged in, and you're good. And so, and you support free media, and there's no paywall. You're doing it on your own choice, but you get something back, which is no video ads popping up on your phone, no display ads you have to scroll through on your phone. So, We really need your support. So if you haven't done that yet, go to my.cdm.press.com. Excuse me, my.cdm.press, no.com, my.cdm.press, and sign up for our no-ad subscriptions. Also, sign up for our socials. It's really important, cdm_press. Please, right now, if you haven't followed us on cdm_press on X, please do that right now. Also, go to YouTube, type in CDM Press. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We need to grow those numbers. We need to grow everywhere. Subscribe to Instagram, CDM. Subscribe to Rumble, CDM1. Please, that's what we need. And we need you to go into CDM.press daily and just click on a few links, check some stories out, read them, share them. And that will be extremely, extremely, extremely helpful. So we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk. We're going to play some of what we did on the Georgia show Sunday. Some of you may have seen it, but it is important to get out because we're taking the gloves off, as I said. So we'll be right back.
For the first time ever, we're bringing you My Pillow mattresses and mattress toppers for as low as $99.98. Remember, sleep's all about temperature and pressure points. Whatever sleep needs you have, we have the right technology for you. Like our MyPillow mattress topper, our queen size has over 10,000 individual comfort supports to help relieve your pressure points. And how about our 3-inch hybrid plus mattress topper? It's infused with copper and silver to help your body get the restorative sleep it needs. And our MyPillow and Case Coil mattresses, I personally helped develop these mattresses to make sure they have everything needed to give us great sleep. Plus, they're made right here in the USA, and they ship right to your front door absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use this promo code to get MyPillow mattresses and toppers for as low as $99.98 and free shipping.
Watching my friends gain more and more weight. And then eventually, I got to tell you, this is a little dark, but a bad diet literally killed my whole crew.
Wow.
Diabetes, a stroke. I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's like you had a stroke. You're not even 50 years old. You guys got to quit eating this stuff. Your body knows what's what. You're right. Not conscious of this. But that's why people will go to the refrigerator and they'll grab this and that and the other and put together this outrageously elaborate combination of foods. Your body's trying to reach balance. Unbeknownst to us, our bodies are always trying to reach homeostasis. You can't eat all of this stuff and expect to live a long time. And one thing led to another, and I went, you know, forget this, we're going to make our own product. So we partnered with a one of the world's top three biochemists where nutrition specific study is concerned. I said, all I want is the best nutritional immune support product in the world. So we mix it in yogurt. It's a powder. I got a bag of it here. I keep one on the console all the time, you know, just so I can show people.
Yeah.
And it's a powder. Now, this is not candy. This is hardcore nutrition. And sugar is an enemy. And most people do not know that the reason these bellies are showing up on people all over the place, your body makes fat to store the toxins it can't get rid of. Mm-hmm. So it just puts them over here. But I can tell you this. You take this for 30 days and then lay off of it for 2 or 3 days, and you'll go, good grief, give me some more. Skin, nails, hair growing back. Cut yourself and it heals in half the time.
Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man.
All right, welcome back to CDM. Welcome back to the Skiff. The goal of this show is to make you the smartest in the room, the smartest at the dinner table, the smartest at the water cooler at the office, the smartest at the cocktail party, and for you be able to be an instrument of change in the world for a better place for our future. That is the goal here. We don't have any other goal. We need your financial support, but the goal here is to save humanity, essentially. And we're going to continue on that effort. Today is about warmongering and elections. And as I said, we took the gloves off and we are going after anyone that we feel is not 100% behind that effort. And we had a great conversation with Chris Gleason and Roger Stone on our show, The Georgia Show, Sunday. And I think everybody else in the greater national audience needs to see that. So we're going to play that now. So I think you will enjoy this. And again, you know, we're just calling balls and strikes. Here we go.
Mr. Gleason, thank you again for making time for us today, sir.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. You're the very few today.
So you may have heard Todd's comments as we get started. A lot of what we're going to talk about today revolves around China and its many, apparently, tentacles into various aspects of the U.S. and America and their wishes for us probably not to be here. So I know you've done a ton of work on this recently. I know you've done a lot of work on candidates and their connections. Let me flip it to you. Bring us up to speed on your findings so far. I know you've talked about it in the past, but it's important people grasp this, that China is attempting to directly, it appears, influence candidates here in the U.S. Go ahead.
Yes, they definitely are. China has been doing that very effectively going back to 1996. And when there was the first ChinaGate, that was the election where Bill Clinton and Al Gore's reelection campaign was ostensibly financed by the Chinese Communist Party and other dark money interests. And you know, so shortly after that that occurred, there was a group that sprung up. It was called Move On. And Move On was all about moving on from the scandals and moving on for the business of America, because they wanted to move on from all of the commie issues, right? All of the terrible things that Bill Clinton and his people were involved in.
Yes, Chris, it's kind of like AOC laughing about the woke, you know, pandemic that killed millions of people. Oh, that wasn't that funny, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like... You know, it all depends on what your definition of the word is, yeah, right?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what we've seen since then was we saw an organization being stood up called Act Blue. Act Blue was stood up by operatives for messaging and communications from the Democrat Party. There was also members of the SEIU, COPE. Their electronic outreach people, and they founded this neat little company called Act Blue out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, which has grown into a juggernaut of campaign finance, money laundering, foreign money, money laundering, identity theft. I mean, it's just an absolute nightmare. And so this organization has been incorporated with all of the major banks. They have been incorporated with the labor unions. They have been incorporated into all of the Democrat agendas and campaigns. And what we've noticed is, you know, and it all really, a lot of it started with our investigations into Georgia and Raphael Warnock. Because we're looking at it, we're saying, well, gee, how do all of these unemployed people, people with no job whatsoever, why are they donating to this guy, Raphael Warnock? And is this guy the next coming of Obama or what? What's going on with this? And that really wasn't the case. They were just really intent on controlling Georgia. And so as we, you know, keep pulling on the thread, we've been pulling on the thread now for a significantly long time. And I think we have enough for some rope to start hanging some people for treason. And you know, so as we've been exposing this in Georgia, we moved into Florida and then Missouri, and you know, so on and so on and so on. And as we're doing this, we're mapping the networks, we're identifying the smurfs, we're identifying the patterns, you know, and so what we've seen is that these identities of the smurfs, which is the typically elderly person whose identity that they're using to criminally launder money into political campaigns or buy outright politicians. You know, we've identified this. We've mapped it all out. And we have an ongoing index that we maintain, and we're watching and tracking all of it. And it took the Republicans a little while to catch up, technologically speaking, but around 2018, 2019, 2020, they launched WinRed. And WinRed has been ostensibly doing a lot of the same type of stuff. And as we've been exposing this and tracking it and mapping it, they've stood up others. So we have this other thing called Democracy Engine, and we have another one called the Action Network. And these are all payment platforms and tools that bad actors can use to smurf, structure, contributions into political campaigns, and evading any and all detection, and evading any and all regulation and oversight. So
it's evading because nobody wants to look at it. It's not
I mean, so this is why Palantir was originally created, to track the money flows, because they had developed technology to do this at PayPal. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of insiders involved with this. There's a lot of insiders at the banks. There's a lot of insiders within the intelligence community, as we have seen, right, who have participated in this treasonous RICO enterprise. And so, you know, it was funny. I was in Palm Beach County, right around the corner from President Trump's house, working with my counterpart, Jeff Buongiorno. And we had a donor that we were talking to, and she tried to make a contribution to my Senate campaign. She wanted to make a maxed out contribution, and she went and she tried to make it, and it was blocked for fraud. And I'm like, oh, how about that? Wow. Kind of funny. One transaction, right? So how many others were blocked for fraud? I don't know. I know that they don't like me. Yeah. And, you know, they're definitely, I mean, we saw them do this in the supervisor of elections race in 2024. I wonder how many donations that I should have gotten that didn't show up. But I tell you what, they don't miss any on the Act Blue or Win Red.
And so it's not just the old ladies' names, right? It's also like variations on the names, like Chris Gleason, C. Gleason, CJ Gleason, that kind of stuff, right?
All sorts of derivatives, and they're cloned across the country. So you'll have, you know, numerous derivatives of a name, you know, in eight different states, and coincidentally, they're also voting by mail in those eight different states. But we've done a pretty good job tracking it. And so one of the things that we discovered in the WinRed operation part of this was a guy by the name of Bruce Makowski. And so I've been talking about Bruce Makowski quite a bit. And so whoever the bad actors are there who are trying to use Bruce Makowski's name, they've now cloned Bruce Makowski into a bunch of different states. And we're still tracking that by the day. The only way really that an operation of this scope and scale could occur the way it does is with an at state level action, because you're talking about such vast amounts of money over time, and this really is highly, highly complex, especially with their evasion techniques that they try to employ. But we're kind of good at what we do, and we catch them every step of the way.
So, Bill, I have some questions, but go ahead. Do you have something you want to ask?
I had a couple of specific ones. You've named some folks that appear to be getting CCP money and actually documented how much and how it's coming in. One, could you reiterate some of those folks, but also do you have a sense of just how broad this is? Are we talking hundreds of candidates across the country, more? That may be receiving these kinds of funds, and how do people find them? But let me leave that for you to cover.
So one of the things that we've been doing is, you know, we've been paying close attention to the FEC records. The other thing that we've been paying close attention is the state campaign finance records. and more recently, the local level, because we know that the Chinese have been buying in. It's a very cheap expenditure with a very big ROI if you go at the local level. Okay, so in particular in the Tampa Bay area, we see a Chinese communist de facto controlled corporation. It's a joint venture called IGAS, and IGAS wanted to get around the dumping laws for hydrofluorocarbon gases. And so they started buying people. They were buying congressmen. They were buying a governor. They bought a governor. They've been buying governor candidates. They've bought someone who was the attorney general of Florida, Ashley Moody. And, and as they get caught, they try to buy lobbyists, which they did. They ended up hiring Ballard Partners. And a woman by the name of Pam Bondi, was their lobbyist. And so as we discovered this, we went public with it here on CDM. We went public with it quite a few places. And, at the end of the day, this is one company, mind you, right? Or one company. With a series of shell corporations underneath it. So you've got IGAS Holdings, and then there's a few companies underneath there. And then you also have the directors of the corporation who are also being used as smurfs. And they're doing this to, buy favor, by legislation. And, it's not my designation that this company or a series of interconnected companies were controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. This was, in fact, the findings of four different presidential administrations, the Department of Commerce, their own filings in court, as well as the lobbying disclosure forms that the lobbyists that they hired. And so this is one single vector, right? How many other similar companies that the Chinese Communist Party has set up across America? We know the Chinese joint ventures are very prevalent in Georgia. We know they're very prevalent in California, everywhere, really. And so China, they print money. They sell America goods that are going to break, that they're going to have to be rebought. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking our money, Americans' money, and using it against us. I mean, it's brilliant, strategery, right? Yeah. And so, we are at war. China has declared war against America, unrestricted warfare. It was their war doctrine that was published in 1998. And they have been executing it by the numbers. And it's evolved. Part of it was the weaponization of the SARS virus, COVID, right? And so, and what these Chinese joint ventures and what these Chinese companies did during COVID, they went and fraudulently obtained paycheck protection loans and economic injury development loans from the SBA, and then they used our own COVID relief funds to help bankroll the purchasing of more of these politicians. And this went on all over the United States.
Well, it's interesting. There's two themes that you've talked about, and that is using our own money against us. That's part of what's going to come up later on in our show today. And the other is being able to and willing to work in multiple diverse, I'll call them smaller areas, to make an overall impact. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure does. I mean, General Flynn has always been big on, local action yields national results. Well, the Chi-Com, they've been paying attention, and because that's what any good adversary would do, right? So they're watching, they're learning. because this is, you know, essentially, you know, the end times battle between good and evil for the soul of America. And there are people out there who are willing to sell their soul for a nickel.
Chris, just a few things I want to run through. John Ossoff, how much do you think he's got through the Smurfing Network?
Hundreds of millions. And, wow. You know, I'm shocked that nobody in Georgia wants to do anything about that or is doing anything about that, you know? Yeah. There's only one Chris Gleason. And, you know, as good as I am and as good as my AI are, you know, we need help and taking out these bad guys. So, you know,
I can't even count how many lawsuits you've filed and got serious results, or at least up to the Supreme Court. And I mean, you're literally in the fight as we speak. And you're so effective in Florida that they literally had to change the law to stop you from getting information. Which I find, and this is the Florida legislature, because it's not just Georgia, it's Florida as well. But I want to talk about media real quick. You've got, let's talk Real America's Voice and Steve Bannon's show War Room. He's got, you know, Cleta Mitchell on there a lot about election integrity, Garland and other people, which is fine, but he's never had you. And he's not a machine guy. He's not a machine guy. But you know all about the fraud and machines. You've never been on that show, am I correct?
No, Steve Bannon, I am the name that will be unmentionable forever in the Steve Bannon world. But I mean, it's also my understanding that Steve Bannon is linked with Chinese communist money. And, you know, Steve Bannon, him and Brian Colfage and I go way back. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff there that they don't want known. I mean, look at Cleta Mitchell. Cleta Mitchell, she's attacked me on numerous occasions within election integrity groups. And then she goes and takes the very methods and legal arguments that I raise, and then she uses them and fundraises off of them. I mean, Cleta Mitchell said that she couldn't find the fraud in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
And I found it in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, yeah. In the audit logs after David Cross and Kevin Moncla let me look at them. And I started naming off stuff right away. Boom, 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 boom. So who do they serve, really? Right?
Well, there's other connections, and I want to raise John Solomon at Real America's Voice as well. He came out with this on Just the News this week. Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger impanels Election Integrity Task Force, which is, you know, it's a true headline, but there's no, like, there's no, what do you call it, color on actually what Raffensperger has been doing. It just makes him seem like he's fighting for election integrity. And Solomon was the one also that said recently the machines, you know, there's been no evidence of the machines causing fraud. And there's a lot of people telling me that, you know, I had a person tell me yesterday, 2 days ago, actually, that she was at a party and she started talking about working on election fraud in Connecticut. And immediately John Solomon heard her. He was at the party as well, walked over and said, you know, there's no election fraud in Connecticut with the machines. So why? I mean, people need to understand this. And it seems like Conservative Inc. is just a rage machine. They create rage and anger in the boomer class, and then they move on to the next one, but there's never any results. I mean, do you see it that way as well?
I do. I absolutely do. You know, these are the same people who wouldn't cover the smurfing, right? Yeah. These are the same people when we went to them with this stuff. They wouldn't touch it with the 25-foot pole. Okay. They wouldn't touch it with a 100-foot pole. But what they do is, you know, they'll then take their person and use my methods or whatever to identify something. And then they make a big stink out of it because everybody's mad, right?
Yeah.
But they really don't want to do anything about it because this is a good money making grift for them all, right? Yeah. Because it's at the end of the day, right? This is what we know to be true because this is what the data has shown us. The establishment Republicans rigged the primary against the grassroots candidates, as does the Democrats. And then whoever out cheats the other or whatever deal gets made for November, That's what ends up happening. And so, I mean, we're seeing it here in Florida now. I mean, you've got, the RPOF, the Republican Party of Florida, they endorse candidates in disputed races against their own rules. And, you know, they've blocked me from speaking at any of the Republican executive committees. They've blocked other candidates from speaking in any of the other Republican executive committees. Heck, in Palm Beach County, the Republican executive committee left my name off a voter guide of the candidates who are running in Palm Beach County. And I mean, they know who I am.
So I want to go back to Bannon a minute, just because we'd only got a couple minutes before we have to bring in Roger, and we can keep you on as well. But so we were in 24, we started streaming on the War Room Getter, the Georgia show, this show we're watching right now. And we were getting some really big impact hits. And, you know, they were nice enough to stream us. But then it stopped immediately. And looking back, it was weird. It's like, you know, you can't stream on our network anymore. And it was late 24 when that happened. And, you know, I just think it's tied to all the stuff that we were putting out with you and others. And they just don't want, I think that someone made a phone call. It was very obvious to me. And so they kicked us off. But I just wanted to make that point. Keep going, Chris. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So, I mean, Solomon, I talked with Solomon, me and Bernegger, we had a lengthy conversation, and Solomon was trying to tell us that we didn't know what we were talking about. And I laughed at him. Mm-hmm. I said, come on, man. I go, this ain't going to work. And he's like, well, you know, you're probably double counting. I'm like, okay, I'm double counting. So how do you explain Sonia Imamache in Colorado with 69,000 campaign contributions in a single election cycle? How's that work? And then he's like, oh, well, and his answers really weren't that good. Yeah. And there was a lot of gaslighting going on. But, you know, I am the original source for all of this information, and I know it at a level that these people can't even begin to comprehend. And so we know exactly who's who. We know who's moving the money. There remains very few little unanswered questions, very few. And I fully intend to get the answers to those in discovery in the pending actions that we have. And we're going to get the data. We're going to get exactly who is behind this all. And people are not going to be happy. I mean, in Florida, as I've been on the campaign trail, you know, 99% of every Florida voter that, or any voter or anywhere for that matter in the country that I've been talking to and polling, right? They all believe that there should be no foreign money being laundered into our political campaigns. They think that taking money from China is treason. They think that taking money from other countries into campaign contributions is treason. And I agree with them. And they're sick of it. And they're mad. They're really, really mad. And so as we see terrible turnout across the Florida midterm primaries, right, it's because they're mad at the politicians. They're mad at the Republican Party. They're mad. They're mad at the Democrat Party. The rank and file Democrats, they're mad too. They're fighting inside. But at the end of the day, right, we have 99% of all people, regardless of political affiliation, okay, sex, race, creed, whatever, right? And they all believe, 99%, more than 99%, really, believe that there should be no foreign money in elections. And 94% believe that there should be no cheating.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing, right? So they can play their, hey, we're going to rage bait and separate. But at the end of the day, okay, that one thing that the vast majority of the Americans really want, we're trying to bring it to them. We're trying to give it to them because we want real elections. We want no foreign money. I mean, realistically, I'd be happy banning all money in election. And I think banning all PACs is a good way to start.
So we got to move on, but you're welcome to stay if you want. I don't know what your time looks like, but I just wanted to say I think it's not just China. There are other groups tied with working with them. It's all almost like a Gangs of New York kind of thing, where you've got the globalists in Europe. You've got, I think there's multiple different.
Well, you've got the Swiss. You've got the Swiss. You've got Israel. I mean, APAC. I mean, you've got APAC. I mean, I filed an FEC complaint against APAC and Democracy Engine over the illicit funds. And that case, I haven't really talked too much about it, but that's going to be a big deal, because once we get into the discovery portion of that, we're going to see the credit card logs, and we're going to see exactly how this and where these monies flowed from. And that's a big deal. And so we know the Swiss. What's that?
I was going to say, tell us about your campaign. How can people help you?
So we're getting down to the wire, and we know that they're cheating. We know that they're illegally withholding the auditable records of the elections all across Florida. It appears that they are taking a united stance on that at this time. So we're going to need help for Lawfare. Send what did Hunter Thompson say? Send money, guns, and lawyers. So, we need some funds to help us. So go to voteforgleason.com and smash the donate button. The max you can give is $3,500, and we could really use the $3,500 from a couple people, because we're not taking commie cash, we're not taking Chinese money, we're not taking APAC money, we're not taking George Soros money, we're not taking Smurf money. So, but I can stick around for a bit.
All right. Cool. You can drop out whenever. I'm going to bring Roger in now. Mr. Stone, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here and great to be with the candidate I have already voted for the U.S. Senate, Chris Gleason. I voted on the very first day of early voting in Broward County, and I proudly cast my vote for Chris.
Thank you, Roger.
So, Roger, we've been talking for a half hour here about primarily Chinese influence in the elections, in the campaign financing, and also in the media. And I know you've had some experience in that. We talked about Real America's Voice, Bannon, and kind of that whole thing. What do you want to add to that discussion?
Well, I think it's you know, people who may be watching this for the first time say, well, this is strange. I mean, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, they're both strong supporters of Donald Trump. And I think if you'll just take a look at those 1,900 emails released by the Justice Department between Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon, you get a much better idea of who he really is. And I really focused on the trial of Miles Guo in New York, where he was convicted of a $1 billion fraud, a crypto fraud, a gold scam, selling independent shares. The connection specifically, if you look at the trial records, between Steve Bannon and a man named William G. Now, you can look William G up online. His LinkedIn profile shows that he's an official of the Chinese Communist Party. And the trial records of the Guo case, in which Bannon, who was using his online audience to sell Guo's gold, his crypto, his shares, to people who really thought they were standing up for a free China, has 194 contacts, phone contacts, due based on the toll records in that trial with William G, a known operative of the Chinese Communist Party. I have seen evidence, which has not yet been published, I'm still seeking to confirm it, of a money flow from Canada to a Chinese bank, from China to a Canadian bank to a U.S. bank, and then distribution to a wide variety of influencers and others in the American alternative media. That will be published shortly. I need one more confirmation, because I too, you know, recognize the litigious nature of some of these people who are trying to cover their tracks. But for anybody who buys this idea that Miles Guo was fighting for a free China, no, he was fighting for billions of dollars that he stuffed in his pockets. And Bannon's clear back and forth with this CCP operative is thoroughly documented in that trial. And again, I point out, Steve is an unindicted co-conspirator who got $57 million in the deal, in a billion-dollar fraud deal. Along with this, kind of adding to the narrative, is the fact that Steve pled guilty to embezzling $15 million from the Build the Wall Foundation, goes to trial initially in New York, where he was charged with that crime after being pardoned of those crimes federally, but recharged in New York, goes before the same judge initially who sat on one of the Trump's trials. They moved it to another judge, but he pled guilty and he got probation. He got no jail time. So to me, that the fact that he wasn't charged in the $1 billion fraud case, that he did no time in the $15 million fraud case surrounding Build the Wall, that indicates to me that he is a deep state asset.
Well, we were talking earlier, Roger, about on that show specifically, it seems like there's a whole rage, you know, built up over an issue, but then nothing ever happens. And then they move on to the next issue to create rage in the MAGA, you know, older audience, a lot of them are. But nothing actually happens to, like what Chris Gleason is doing, to actually impact issues. And Chris has never been on the show. I mean, do you see that on that program as well?
You know, look, I think it's about clicks and money, unfortunately. It's not about truth. And I think two things. One needs to distinguish between what I call Twitter world, even though it's not called Twitter anymore, but this online community where we have limited access and we can get the truth out. And then, of course, there's the mainstream media, which addresses the broader real world. If the voters of Florida knew the facts of what Chris Gleason has presented, that is undisputable. I mean, this isn't speculation. This isn't conjecture. I mean, these are hard, provable facts. I think that people would vote differently than they do. But the mainstream media, unlike you here at CDM, won't cover those issues. They're either too explosive, or they have, or they are biased, or they are neutralized, and that is really a problem.
Bill, do you want to?
Yeah, I had a quick question, Mr. Stone. You've talked about Steve Bannon, but there's quite a number of, we'll call them influencers, social media celebrities these days that have built their following over these last 5 years. Is it your sense that there's a cross section of these that match this kind of a pattern, that their allegiance is really more either to themselves or to some outside faction than to the truth and America First values?
There is no question whatsoever. I have never been paid to post anything. I do have a few foreign clients. I don't post anything about them. It's all publicly disclosed. But I don't post on their behalf. I don't post any rhetoric or any narrative on their behalf. Laura Loomer tried to challenge that because I was a champion of Roger Ver, and I posted one thing online, an early crypto guy who I think was unfairly being prosecuted. I later joined his defense team specifically to defend him in Congress, not legally, not in court, not an attorney. But there's a bifurcation. In other words, after I joined his defense team, I never advocated for him online again. So, yes, I think that there are a number of influencers who are taking foreign cash and they're not disclosing it. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has been very articulate on this particular subject. And I think that should be disclosed. But yes, I think the answer is yes. There's a number of household names that you would recognize who are, you know, who will post anything for a buck. I disagree with that philosophy.
Yeah, I remember that Congressman Luna posted a influencer's disclosure is coming or something like that on her Twitter page, and people expected something within days, you know, days or a short period of time, and they're still sitting there waiting. So we wonder at what point that will come out, and it feels like it needs to come out, especially now as we're getting. There's an unmistakable tenor in the air about we're getting closer and closer each day to midterms, and it just seems like we can't push forward without understanding more than we know today, and perhaps without substantive change.
Well, I mean, never underestimate the cowardice of the Republican Party. never underestimate the corruption of the Florida Republican Party. Look, let me be very clear. I'm not on the verge of leaving the party of Lincoln or Eisenhower or Nixon or Reagan or Trump. And I know the president's motives are actually pure. But why the House, for example, has not codified a number of the important things that President Trump has done, particularly in the area of immigration and sealing our border, is very hard to understand. So we've had both houses of Congress, yet we seem to have achieved so very little. It's interesting, in Florida, you see prominent House members like Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan and others endorsing candidates in primaries. This tells me that there will be a challenge to the speaker. I think all those folks and others are angling to run for leadership. But if you want to be leader, then show some leadership. Ana Paulina Luna has sponsored legislation and fought for legislation to ban insider trading, along with Tim Burchett. Yesterday, I appeared at a rally for Catalina Lauf, running in the 19th district, which is Collier and Lee County. This is Byron Donald's old district. She'll support legislation to ban insider trading. The rest of the Republicans, they give it lip service. They talk about it, but they don't really pass it, which I think is disgraceful.
So last question, Roger. Well, did you have anything else, Bill?
No, that's good. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Last question, back to the media issue. You know, we've been very active in Ukraine, and I've worked with Laura Loomer on several things. But I found her, and I've been very vocal on this, going to Ukraine, sitting down with Zelensky, and talking about how they need to protect Christianity when he is literally the one destroying the Ukrainian Orthodox Church to the point of beating priests, imprisoning them, desecrating relics at the Prochaska Lavra in Kiev, a 1,000-year-old monastery. I find that just disgusting. I mean, what's behind that, do you think?
Well, I have no proof, obviously, but my conjecture, of course, is that she's changed her position on a number of issues due to payola. I can't prove that. I've written an extensive piece on my disappointment. You can go to Stone Cold Truth or go to my Substack page, and I've laid it out in great detail. I mean, we were very close friends. I think I got her back on X in the early days, but now it appears to me that she'll eat dog food on the air for money. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's become very sad.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming, giving your insight, and we'll take a break, and we'll be right back here on The Georgia Show. Take care.
Thanks, Todd. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the case of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, these are two medications that have been FDA approved for use in humans for decades. Mm-hmm. They are very, very inexpensive. Interestingly, available over the counter in almost every other country other than the U.S. and Canada. Yeah. You can just walk into a pharmacy and buy them like we buy Tylenol in much of the world because they're that safe. And we've known for decades that ivermectin has very strong antiviral properties. It has anti-inflammatory properties. And both ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are what we call zinc ionophores. They help to move zinc from the bloodstream into the cell, which is where it needs to be in order to fight off a virus. So lots of application for these. And we have every reason to believe that those drugs also will likely have some efficacy against H5N1 or a number of other respiratory viruses that we may meet down the road.
Do you already have your investments with Fidelity? I'm David Cross with U.S. Asset Management. Did you know that you can assign your investment management to my team and put my 35 years of experience to work for you? You simply assign us as your investment manager and you keep the same username and password. Professional management, and you get to work with someone who shares your values. Call US Asset Management today and put us to work for you.
Okay, back to you, Bill.
Okay. All right, let's move on. We're going to talk about another country that we haven't.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed that informative piece with Bill Quinn and the crew at the Georgia show. We're on tomorrow night, Wednesday, 7 p.m. in Georgia, and 2 p.m. on Sunday on the Georgia show. So catch that if you have interest. But we talk about a lot of subjects, and the elections are huge in Georgia. So that's one of our biggest issues. I want to just give a shout out to the Wellness Company. You heard the doctor there telling you about the different options on the emergency medical kits with the Wellness Company, Dr. Victory, twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM, you get 10% off. Here's one of the contagion kits, has everything you need, has a nebulizer, has the steroids for any kind of respiratory issue. The mainline emergency medical kits have all the antibiotics, as does that, ivermectin, et cetera. Make sure you're protected. Protect your family right now. If you haven't done, that's the one thing you can do right now to protect your family if some pandemic comes down the road. Go to the twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM, use that for the discount, and check out everything they have, the emergency medical kits, the weight loss, the ivermectin, the parasite cleanses, the doctor visits, the nutraceuticals, pharmaceuticals, the research. Check it all out. It's a great website, a lot of material, and a lot of ways to stay healthy and really take charge of your own health, because you can't trust the health system. But the Wellness Company emergency medical kits are something your family needs. I'll just leave it there. You need to protect yourself in that manner. Also, regarding Iran, here's my book, Paying the Price, The Untold Story of the Iranian Resistance. You can check that out anywhere books are sold online. The bookstores can order it if they want. This is the way to solve the Iran war. We're continuing to talk about that back channels as well. Okay, so that's everything that we wanted to talk about today. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. I've got a big show coming up this week. I got Pete Blaber at some point this week on Ukraine. I've got Mark Castillon coming on, and some other big, important names. So stay with us on the skiff. Please tell people about the show. Really enjoyed it today. We'll be back tomorrow. That's all I got today. Oh, we're trying to get our Eurobytes guy on. He was supposed to come on today, but he couldn't again, to talk about what's going on with Europe and the European perspective on all this. Because, you know, it seems to us that all these populations are just sleepwalking into war, global nuclear war. And we want to pull America out of that, and we want to stop it if we can. So we're going to continue to be vocal. It's what is required of us. So we'll see you next time on the skiff. Thanks for joining us today.